I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. And as usual, it will be jam-packed with information and some interesting tips on health. And we'll be talking about magic and reality creation and probably get into an area around first contact. And of course, there'll be some interesting information concerning maintaining and creating optimum health. So before we get into all that, I would like to kick off the program in a normal manner by playing a brief clip from back in the 1970s of the Hari Om Mantra meditation. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Om.
Hari
Om.
Om
Hari Om.
Hari
Om. Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om.
Hari
Om. Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Leading us in our Om Japa Yoga chanting. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my normal disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET yoga, you should note as well that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself as much as humanly possible from mainstream medical in the process of becoming more self-empowered and taking personal control over not only creating your health, but healing it also. And as Barbara Marciniak has quoted the Pleiadians, your health is a reflection of your interpretations, your experiences, and your beliefs about life. And I do sincerely wish everyone out there perfect health. And I'd like to now give you actually an interesting recipe that's related to health, because I have had some people comment about the effects of chemtrails on their health. And if you're not familiar with the word chemtrail and are confusing it with a contrail, I'm going to just suggest that you do your own homework on that subject, because this planet's been sprayed for probably 15 years now with things like barium and aluminum and strontium and a mess of other damaging chemicals. And I'd like to share with you now this recipe. If you're looking for a natural health recipe to remove heavy metals like from chemtrails, and it contains 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nuts, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds, 1/3 cup of pumpkin seeds, 2 cups of packed fresh cilantro, Chinese parsley, 2/3 cup of flaxseed oil, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of dulse powder, and sea salt to taste. You process the cilantro and flaxseed oil in a blender until the coriander is chopped. Add the garlic, nuts, and seeds, dulse, and lemon juice, and mix until the mixture is finally blended into a paste. Add a pinch of sea salt to taste and blend again. Store it in a dark glass jar if possible. It freezes well, so purchase cilantro in season and fill enough jars to last through the year. 2 teaspoons of this pesto daily for 3 weeks is purportedly enough to increase the urinary excretion of mercury, lead, and aluminum, thus effectively removing these toxic metals from our bodies. And you can consider doing this cleanse for 3 weeks at least once a year. And the pesto is delicious on toast, baked potatoes, and pasta. I should note that when I went to the grocery store to find these items, the one I couldn't find was the dulse powder. It didn't seem to matter. And I'm not stating that everything has to be perfect or that you can't find every ingredient, but I think you'll find this is quite quite an interesting concoction. And I also appreciate that if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, don't have a pen and paper handy to jot down information as it's coming. Even if you did have a pen and paper handy, and naturally I go too fast on the radio, my suggestion is to check out the archives of this program. And you can do that by following the instructions at BBS Radio, or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. And there you just go to the first page, which has a button there called Radio Archives. You press that one button and you'll go to the immediately to the BBS list of archives for ET Yoga. And then you'll look up today's date and there you'll have it. And you can take your time and get the recipe properly. I might add that these kinds of natural cures are probably the best way to go. Now, there has been actually a question asked of the Pleiadians concerning what are the effects on the chemtrails on the immune system. And the answer was, how strong is your immune system? That'll determine the effect. So probably for the most part, people with very strong immune systems, it need not be a concern. However, depending on your personal situation, it may be a large issue. And as usual on ET Yoga, we do have some information concerning reality creation. And for our new listeners, I'd like to point out that I typically divide reality creation into three distinct areas. The first one is certainly understanding the concept that your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions, and intentions create the outer world you experience. And part of those beliefs and definitions come from your early years, probably from the time you're born till about 7 years old. You're constantly downloading information and beliefs from your initial caregivers. And it certainly is part of the maturing process to at some point start to get a handle on what your beliefs are, why you have them, where they came from, and also thanking your initial caregivers for those wonderful beliefs that they've passed on, but at the same time, discarding those beliefs that no longer serve you or that you find out were not objectively true. The second area that I refer to comes from actually Bashar. Bashar is an Essani. He's channeled by Daryl Anka. And it relates to the concept of placing positive spin on outer circumstances. And I have challenged my ET Yoga listening audience for a decade now to actually log their experiences by trying this technique. And the technique basically is based on the premise that if you have positive emotion and a positive definition of an outer circumstance, and all circumstances are inherently neutral, then you will end up with a positive experience. If you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. So the idea here being, if you note a negative experience in your life, one that you define as negative, then the suggestion is to muster up some positive emotion and place it on the circumstance, redefine it at least in neutral terms, and preferably in very positive terms, that something wonderful or good will come from this. And even if you can't see any possible way that something good can come from it, you can even say that. I don't see any possible way anything good can come from this, but I'm going to muster up some positive emotion, place it on this event, and then let's see what happens. And you can also state maybe that, you know, you just can't wait to find out what good is going to come from it. And with that sort of an attitude and emotional input and definition, log the event. Some will take much longer than others before they actually will show you that positive result. But some issues will take place in hours or days or, you know, a few weeks. Some issues based on their nature will take a longer time. But if you log this down, practice it, and give it a shot, you're going to find out that it works. It truly will blow your mind when you get it. Then the third area of reality creation is what I call intentional creation of those outer circumstances. And I guess the most positive approach toward this is to actually think of it as being easy, although probably based on the first two methods of reality creation, creating the outer circumstance by intent is probably slightly more difficult by comparison. And I'd like to share with you now some information coming from Merlin the Magician through Marilyn the Magician, and that's from the Creative Camelot site. And I'm going to share with you Marilyn's introduction, which relates to this topic of intentional reality creation. The message that transformed my world came to me because I asked myself a simple question. Being that we each create our own reality, how can we refine our abilities as fuller awakening conscious creators? Since the universal principle of law of attraction is continually in effect, I drew to myself the precise information that was to set me free to be more of me. I've come to know through my experience that life can be all that we dream it can be. We indeed are continually creating our realities, whether or not we do so consciously. We are always conscious while we are awake, but are we awake as to how we create while conscious? The magic of the message is only as good as one allows oneself to put it into practice. It is all too easy to hear what you know is truth and go right back to the worn-out old ways. So I invite you to refer to the message often, as it is related in her companion book, which is called, interestingly enough, Merlin's Message. And as you begin to journey through the information, let your intuition be your guide. The information actually is a key to manifesting your heart's desires. And the principles I share here are invaluable tools that have worked amazing feats in my life. And because the laws of creation are absolutely unwavering, these principles will undoubtedly fit beautifully within your realm of experience as well. If, as you hear these words, you have a sense that they resonate with your innate knowing, that is, it feels good, then your guidance system is saying, yes, that's it. Pay attention, for you are the complete authority of your life. And what I say is so for me, and I continually reap the harvest thereof. This is the avenue through which grand and glorious things have come and continue to come. When I finally got it, when I truly understood that I can and do create my reality moment by moment, I began to do so with deliberate intent. My expanded awareness of the art of awakened consciousness creation has spelled liberation for me. Every day that message becomes increasingly clear. It is my knowing that this is how the law operates in each of our lives. And to continue, she notes that the idea here is to return to your power. Your life force flows to you and through you. You came forth from non-physical into physical form, resonating vibrations through feelings that create. Thoughts, magnetized by your focused attention, are points of creation. Through diversity and contrast, you make choices that define your experience. By having a loving allowance for all experiences and conditions, you become one with unconditional love. Visualize and then recognize your creation as your manifestation. Living life in the now, this is your point of power, and the creator is you. She relates to the story of the Excalibur, the most magical sword in all the land, handed down from the dawn of man. The two-edged sword of truth. One calls forth the flow from your power source, and the other cuts it off. Will you call it forth or cut it off? This is your eternal choice as creator. Young Arthur innocently approached the sword and swiftly freed it from the stone without hesitation. He had no expectations of failure, for he had no fears about the outcome. His power was in pure play, not in the torment of twisted possibilities. No yearning there, simply wonder, what if? Those who failed to free the sword came to the scene with great seriousness and anxiety. They were trying to use physical force for their power source, rather than allowing the force of the source to be their power. When you feel negative emotion, the sword remains stuck in the stone, for you have cut off the flow of your creative life force towards where you want to go. The sword of truth is freed from the stone when you feel positive emotion. When you choose to think thoughts that lift your spirit up, you lift the sword from the stone. You allow energy to flow through you to those things you desire. You have attained creative control of your kingdom. You are the monarchs of universal source, the creators of your own royal destiny. The inner realm is where you create the outer world. Wield your sword with the light of love and awaken to a life of living happily ever after, for this is truly your royal birthright. You were born into physical form from the non-physical realm of existence, and from the womb of love and wisdom you came forth as daughter or son of Source, universal royalty. You are the royal majesty of creation, a spiritual manifestation. You're an extension of creative life force, a solar ray of Source energy, an aspect of the infinite, a spark of the divine. This is who you are, where you came from, and where you always return. From your non-physical perspective, you recognized physical life as a thrilling creative adventure. When you projected the thought of yourself as physical, you knew that not only do you create the way you look at things, you create the very things you see. After your physical emergence, you begin to see the infinite choices of this earthly realm. Some things you definitely desired and others you did not. People around you were on their guard. They sought to avoid or exclude a life that was hard. They were watching out for what they feared to have in their experience. Soon you began to vibrate through your feelings with this perspective of fear. The more you noticed the things you didn't want, the more things you didn't want were drawn into your experience. You began to doubt yourself as you recognized that you must be doing something wrong. Feelings of unworthiness had you thinking that you did not belong. You began to look outside yourself for your source of connectedness. In time, you turned to others for answers and approval. You began to get caught up in how others flowed instead of following your own flow to where you wanted to go. Soon you were going in the opposite direction of your highest intention, having temporarily forgotten that within you lies the key to joy. You became entangled in a mire, forgetting your true desire. You engage in a struggle whenever you try to get away from what you didn't want. You create what you are looking for by opening the inner door. You find yourself moving in the direction of your desired experience when you create the feeling first within. Magic made manifest is fully felt first. Because you were often told that you couldn't have what you wanted, you tried to make things happen rather than envisioning them first. This is when your joy bubble started to burst. The pain of seeming separation from yourself felt extremely unnatural to you in the beginning. In time, it began to feel normal. This world you had created appeared to be telling you to limit yourself. As a physical being, you had moved away from your unlimitedness and your original intent to remain connected to your non-physical feel-good flow. You are no longer listening to or following your heart, your joy, your bliss, your excitement. You simply forgot to go with the feel-good inner flow while creating to your heart's content. At times you felt empty, like something was missing. Look to the source within that you may again be filled with wonder and delight at the endless surprises the universe has in store. Resonate in harmony with love that is unconditional, for this is the stuff of your non-physical, invisible power source from which you came forth. You're being called to remember your joyous origins as a lover. You are an uplifter of consciousness. Allow your love to flow freely as one who assists others in finding their joy. As you do this, you'll find more joy and heavenly bliss. Hell is your state of mind if you are making unhappiness your haven. Hell is simply the absence of heaven, and heaven is found in your joy. In this state, you are resonating with your non-physical core essence. That is why it feels so good, and this is fulfilling your purpose for being. Life's meaning is found through play. You will come into your power more fully to manifest magic by playing in the realm of your imagination. And your imagination is creation. Imagine that the so-called Big Bang was actually the universe having an orgasm upon realizing it was coming into experiencing itself. All that is did not know itself because it was all there was. There was no differentiation within the self to allow it to know that another part of self could exist. The first recognition by all that is of itself was the first split in what is called creation. As all one, it blissfully wanted to experience even more ecstasy, so it split itself into two and began loving self as the perfect reflection of self. It felt so good, it split again, and then again, and yet again, ad infinitum. Source went beyond itself to yield greater and greater levels of beingness to expand beyond what is, forever and ever. Countless babies were born as creators throughout eternity, each and every one a seed of Source, a product of that orgasmic Big Bang. With this knowing, how can you ever feel yourself to be anything less than royalty? If you've been told that your imagination is not real, it's time to reawaken. Know that your imagination creates all things you call real. When you fully sense the unlimited power of your imagination, you recognize that you are truly living your dream. The more consciously you experience this dream, the more your dreams become your conscious experience. When you fully, wholly, unconditionally love yourself, you give yourself what you want. Let me show you the way. Here is where the power of your imagination comes into play. Things don't come to you just because you want them. They come to you through you as you energetically experience them within. Nothing happens to you. Everything happens through you. Let's play more in the realm of your imagination. A simple example demonstrates the importance of your existence. Just imagine that everything around you, your entire world, is not there. You're out in space, free, alone. Now, what is it you are left with? You are simply wandering through the emptiness of unlimited space. Now, imagine that you no longer exist. Go ahead, see yourself as gone, non-existent. Do you see that it can't be done? Notice that you can imagine everything outside of yourself to be removed from the picture, but you cannot see yourself erased. You simply cannot take you away. You are consciousness, and all consciousness, whether non-physical or physical, is nothing more or less than I am. It is all a dream or hologram you create around your point of view. From this place of your being, all that is, where nothing else exists, you are free to place all that you want, desire, or prefer into your experience. Now, as you set out to fill your world with your creations, would you choose to put things into your world that you did not want? No, of course not. That is what makes you feel less than good, and often downright bad. It is painfully unfulfilling. Now is the time to play at being the creator that you came forth to be. Envision your life as you want it to be. Your power is in your images. Make them fun. When you are contained within an experience, you are that experience. If you find yourself in a state of longing or yearning to obtain something, you have energetically separated yourself from your desire, and it can never be. You have to be it to see it, and you must see it to be it. This is where the power of the paradox comes into play. If you see that you don't have something, know that you are creating it to be so. When you are being one with what you want, you are never tense, thus not resisting the flow that takes you to where you want to go. When you are in the feel-good flow, your options are limitless. Your awakened, fully aware, conscious connection to Source energy brings you bliss and ecstasy, the purpose of your quest. Your quest is to always go with what feels best. In the continuing ebb and flow of evolution, you are reawakening to your true identity and the reason you have come to Earth. Know that you are brave explorers on the furthest edge of universal consciousness, where all that is benefits immensely from your remembrance of your true identity. Know that you're nothing more and nothing less than I am, the all-inclusive supreme energy source connected in oneness. We are all for one and one for all. The magnificence of this dream called physical reality can be appreciated when you become aware of the infinite power contained within a single phrase, when you state, I am. All that is becomes focused through a single physical point of view. That I is creation, for it cannot be otherwise. You are claiming your identity. Who will you create yourself to be? Investigate the realm of the infinite in your imagination. When you become accomplished in your imagination, you can accomplish anything. And that information comes from Marilyn the Magician. And I'd like to now move on to what I think is kind of some amazing science that relates to creating optimum health in your life. And one of the experiments actually was conducted by the Institute of Heart Math and was reported in the paper entitled Local and Non-Local Effects of Coherent Heart Frequencies on Conformational Changes of DNA. And human placenta DNA was placed in containers in which it was possible to measure changes in the DNA. And 28 vials of DNA were given, one each to 28 researchers, each of whom had been trained to generate and feel strong emotions. And it was discovered that the DNA changed its shape according to the feelings of the researchers. When the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing. The strands unwound and the DNA became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress, the DNA became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, and stress, the DNA responded by tightening up, becoming shorter, and many of the DNA codes were switched off. So if you've ever felt wound up or shut down by negative emotions, you'll know that your body was like that also. This experiment was followed up by testing HIV-positive patients. It was discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300,000 times the resistance they had without those feelings. So no matter what dreadful virus or bacteria may be floating around, you can increase your resistance to it by staying in feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. It was found that these emotional changes went beyond the scope of electromagnetics and that individuals trained in deep love were able to change the shape of their DNA. And I think that is a very valuable bit of information. And relating as well to this whole concept of HIV, if you haven't heard of the incredible story about the kids from AIDS, there was a baby born with AIDS, and they tested him at birth and at 6 months, and he tested positive for AIDS, and they tested him a year later, and he still tested positive. And then they didn't test him again until he was six. And what was amazing is that this test showed that he was completely AIDS-free. In fact, there was no trace that he ever had AIDS or HIV whatsoever. He was taken to UCLA to see what was going on, and those tests showed that he didn't have normal human DNA. In the human DNA, we have a four nucleic acids that combine in sets of three, producing 64 patterns that are called codons. And human DNA all over the world always has 20 of these codons turned on, and the rest of them are turned off, except for three, which are the stop and start codes, much like a computer. Science always assumed that the ones that were turned off were old programs from our past. Well, this boy had 24 codons turned on, four more than any other human being. Then they tested this kid to see how strong his immune system was. And they took a very lethal dose of AIDS in a petri dish and mixed it with some of his cells, and his cells remained completely unaffected. They kept raising the lethalness of the composition and finally went up to 3,000 times more than what was necessary to infect a human being, and his cells stayed completely disease-free. And when they started testing his blood with other things like cancer and discovered that this kid was immune to everything. Then they found another kid with these codons turned on, and another, and another. And they're estimating now that there's lots of kids out there that have this. It sort of relates to the 100th monkey effect. And by the old criteria, it's mostly in children, but now they're finding adults with it too. And now all kinds of people are being affected by it, and it seems to be spreading. The interesting point here that I want to make is that what this shows is they know which four codons those were that were turned on. So they know basically how to make people disease free. So the information's out there. And I guess one technique that you could try is in your imagination or in your meditations, you could actually, without knowing the names of those codons, ask that they be activated within yourself. Probably it'd be a very interesting way to create a new level of optimum health. I'd like to now move on to a topic dear to my heart, which is first contact. And I'd like to talk about who that contact might be with, I guess, first. Because as Bashar has informed us, he has stated that the first people to contact us will be called the Shalanaya. And that's the Esasani word for that group. The group themselves call themselves the Yael. And the idea here being that there's also a connection in the extraterrestrial arena, because it also relates to the abduction process. And as some people define it, the hybridization process, whereby humans were abducted and their DNA was taken, and the Greys eventually were successful in making several hybrid races. Turns out one of them was the Esasani, and another one became probably, but I'm not certain about this, the Yael. However, there definitely is a connection with the Yael, at least, to the hybrid children, because apparently they're bringing with them on their craft hybrid children. And so if you're a person that feels that they may have been abducted, or that you may have dreams about having a child that was a result of this program, you might want to really go to the hybridcommunities.com site. You'll find lots of information there. And interesting to note that, as I understand it, these kids are kind of, they're really anxious to hook up with their parents, and they're actually kept in a way that actually doesn't cause them to age. So you can think of them as not losing time, like we would think of Earth kids. That it's been some time maybe since you birthed that child, and you're kind of wondering, well, is it 10 or 15 years old, depending on when your abduction took place. But in point of fact, the kids are of age. They're not in the infant stage, but in the young child range. And I would say that, we all kind of have this idea about ETs. Most people do believe at least in ETs. I'm doing a show called ET Yoga, so I guess I'm one of those. But I've had people say to me that they think that, oh, what's the difference if we have first contact or not? It doesn't make any difference to me. And I would just like to share a perspective from Pat Corey. He used to do a program on BBS Radio. And in her book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, She states that if there's a first contact scenario, will not the lives of every living being on Earth be changed forever? And she states that the power will have no control over you from that moment on, and this they know all too well. And this is information channeled from the Syrians, by the way. And so do not fear contact, for it is just what is needed. That miracle, something that will cause a global tidal wave of consciousness to wash across your shores. Alien contact is going to be an event of such magnitude in human affairs that the collective will be shaken from its reptilian trance in time to look up from the blood that has been plated as its food to the whirring and stir of what moves overhead. The councils of many alien nations have convened and are moving in despite the barriers being fortified in Earth space. The government simply cannot prevent you from receiving open contact with representatives of pioneering extraterrestrial civilizations, no matter how they intensify the smokescreen. Contact is imminent, and you know it is. You realize that the secret government cannot keep the evidence from you much longer. You know that the sightings are proliferating everywhere around the world, and that even the mainstream media, however silenced to truth, can no longer avoid the unavoidable. People everywhere on Earth have begun to take notice of new lights in the heavens, lights that dance, lights that move about, lights that illuminate, the undeniable fact that humankind's isolation is coming to a most exciting end. And despite the power's desperate efforts, for desperate they are indeed, to conceal all they know of the alien life that thrives beyond and within your parameters, there is simply no way to prevent your discovery of the hidden domains. Contact is soon to be made with the people of planet Earth in your lifetimes. You're all going to experience this no matter where you stand on the question of human evolution and the coming Earth changes. The power knows this, for they have been given a deadline in which to announce the news of alien presence in your realm, after which those who intend to stand before you will. That deadline, dear ones, has just about expired, and yet they remain silent. It is quite apparent they do not intend to honor their commitment, because they will then have to come clean on the alien secret. And their vulnerability will seep through their disguises, exposing their scaly underbellies, and they will lose their grip the moment the society, all billions of us, understands that the reality they have imposed has been shattered. The vibrations of the entire human race will raise the nets, and your slavery will be over. And why have you not been told the truth about extraterrestrial life? We believe it is clearly evident to you, as it is to all who watch over you. Those dark aliens who for so long have imposed their rule upon the human race willed it so. And they stripped you of your galactic heritage at your inception, and they have hidden all record of the true nature of the universe from you throughout Earth time until now. And that has been the greatest secret of all. And I might point out that Yael, according to Bashar, are already here. Most visibly, they were the craft that flew over Arizona that, by, I guess, most people's recognition of that event, would be called the Phoenix Lights. And that craft, which was kind of boomerang-shaped, that was about a mile in width, flew over the entire state of Arizona, was witnessed by tens of thousands of people. And that craft was a Yael craft. So in point of fact, they're already here. If you ask Bashar about when contact will take place, as I recall, his timeline is sort of around the idea of we would be would be members or trial members in the Association of Worlds by 2033. And I think he's kind of implied contact would probably be before 2025. We're in about, to see 2016. So, you know, we're within a decade of there being a public first contact. Although I kind of relate this whole subject kind of like the Columbus discovering America. He maybe got credit for discovering America, but wasn't the first to be here, nor the first to explore it. And similarly, many people have had ET contact and personal experience, but the public first contact is the one that will be marked down in the history books. And I think, according to Bashar, he mentioned too that in this time period between 2016-2017, there'll be no doubt that extraterrestrial life exists. Like, this will be an established fact. And considering that I kind of started ET Yoga about 10 years ago and, you know, got a lot of raised eyebrows concerning the fact that I was trying to expand my spiritual journey and the information I had learned in yoga through channeled extraterrestrial information. And I appreciate the fact that most channel information is flawed, and that there's a lot of real disinformation and absolute flat out lies and just garbage out there concerning a lot of information around extraterrestrials. And in this regard, it really takes a lot of discernment to weed through information. If you're just out there, you know, kind of sucking up and buying everything you hear because you're not certain about, you know, things, it's really time to sharpen up those discernment tools. And it's certainly one of the big challenges of our age. The fact that we're being fed, even through media, some totally fabricated stories. Some even major events that are totally fabricated, things that you wouldn't think could be fabricated are. And some of the stories that are just a complete spin put on the information that's really not, I would say, in alignment with truth and information that we would really like and appreciate and expect to have from people that we trust in our lives. I'd like to as well mention briefly information from the Pleiadians, because it's so important to maintain and create optimum health that it's all about kind of developing a very strong aura. And I think one of the ways that you can go about doing that is to do the Pleiadian Pillar of Light meditation and ground yourself to the earth. And the way I do that is, before I do the Pillar of Light or drawing light through my 12 chakra system, is to imagine a silver blue cord connected to my base chakra and visualize it extending all the way down into the center of the earth and ground yourself there. Grounding yourself to the earth and then you can visualize actually energy coming up from the earth, from the center and up through your 12 chakras in that direction, as well as the light coming from the top of your 12 chakras and coming down through your system down to the first. And this grounding effect will much increase your aura. And as we know, the Schumann frequency of the earth has been rising significantly. I don't even think we can get accurate numbers on it anymore. Even Greg Braden stated that he had seen that it was over 12. If you're not familiar with that statistic, Earth's Schumann frequency was like 7.83 for most people's history. And that changed, I believe, started changing in the 1980s. And another really viable tip, I think, that comes from the Pleiadians concerning strengthening your aura is stating to yourself every day that you are intending to have a gloriously, exceptionally wonderful year, and that financially you will be secure, that health-wise you'll go to the new levels of optimum health, and you'll attract to yourself the right people, people of patience and honesty, good friends, and good adventures. And just because the manure is going to hit the fan does not mean that I can't be fine and navigate my way through it. And that's a suggestion from Weber Merciniak telling Pleiadian information. I'd like to, at this point in time, take this opportunity to invite you to my website at etyoga.com. And, of course, my book's there, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. I get lots of positive feedback from my readers. So if you like ET Yoga, you probably like my book, too. And it's like the radio shows, it's jam-packed with information. I like to think of it as a book that's got maybe 300 pages, but it's probably condensed from 3,000. So, and I do talk about some issues and specifics that I don't talk about on ET Yoga. And as well, there's other interesting products there, as well as a free download concerning the root cause of disease. And I much appreciate listeners writing in. And you can email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And I much appreciate hearing about your input for content on the program, as well as nothing makes my day more than people who write in and talk about positive experiences they've had by utilizing techniques or information that they've heard on ET Yoga. So if you want to make my day, that's how to do it. And I'd also, at this point in time, I'd like to wish everyone my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And as a closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And it was given to his most advanced disciples and was called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And basically, you try to place the thought I in the center of your forehead to the best of your ability, and you focus on being that spot. And you may want to get in the highest place you can through meditation or after a japa yoga or however means you can to get in the highest place you can, and then place that awareness, your total awareness, to becoming that spot. And as you are that spot, you then ask the question, who am I? And the thought I is the first to appear and the last to disappear. And it is a pathway through a doorway there. And I suggest that you ask the question 15 or 20 times. You can do so at any rate you so desire. Whatever works for you is whatever works for you. And when you're totally focused as being that spot, then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of